Welcome to the weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you on Lakes Country 104.1 all season long. Hosted by Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely as they talk to different guests each week. Tune in to hear what's biting, how to catch them, and great stories from the lake. Sponsored by the Pines of Cabotogama. They can't wait to see you on the lake. So let's jump into it.
Good day, Lake Cabotogama and Voyageurs National Park Region. This is Ed Gakely with Jason Sheehan, owner of Pines of Cabotogama, and this is the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report. How are you doing today, Jason?
Oh, wonderful, Ed. Doing great. Having a great day, having a good time the past week here.
That's awesome. So how was your weekend? It was some different weather that rolled through. How did you guys fare during all that?
Yeah, fortunately, we fared quite well. I know some of the bigger metro areas south of us here didn't fare so well. So thinking about those folks that are dealing with that. But fortunately, up here, just a little wet and some wind, but, no major issues.
That's good. I heard there's still 1,000 homes without power in Bemidji. We got a report today from Ada, Minnesota, where they lost a roof on a building. And so I think same here. We just got wind and rain, and it cuts into the fishing time a little bit. But it maybe creates some more time for some round campfire stories or something. Some barbecuing when they're up there. So what do people do to keep busy if they are off the water?
Oh, there's plenty of activities to do here. Yesterday up until the point, until the evening, there were folks out on beach, swimming, jumping off the water, trampoline, just having a good old time.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit today about your guest. Tell us who you're talking with and what's going on.
Ed, I met with Wiley Snyder. If you recall back a couple weeks ago, interviewed his father, Trent Snyder. Wiley's third generation guide on this lake, and quite a character, very engaging, and boy, tremendous amount of knowledge and experience and insights into how to fish this lake.
Listening to the interview, I don't want to give too much away, but great attitude, great energy, and some of the stories about watching his dad go guiding, he felt like a proud parent. Yeah, I just love his enthusiasm towards what he does, and you can tell that Lake Cabotogama is his home now, and he loves it. And I found that just a very heartwarming interview all around, just thinking of the time that he spent there with his grandfather and his dad and what that place means to him.
Yeah, it's great to hear, when I meet with these different guides, you can tell they're so passionate about what they're doing, and they're passionate about the service and the experience for their guests. Without a doubt, we never have concerns or any thoughts about referring any of our guests that are at our resort to any of these guides that we've met with. They just every time come back, have a wonderful time.
And that's exactly what it sounds like. And they want to create memories for people, whether it be with catching fish or just being out on the water, but they're sharing their love of Lake Cabotogama. And the park is definitely that seems to be top of mind when you're speaking to them. So great job there. It's opening my eyes to that region, and I'm growing very fond of it.
Yeah, we're very fond of it. We have lots of new visitors that many times weren't even aware that there is an opportunity like CAB and Voyageurs National Park to come up and enjoy the pristine wilderness. It's really a gem.
It really is. Yeah, well, undeveloped shorelines. It does change the whole landscape of everything because you're just in nature and some cool nature stories. I love your CAB questionnaire. Great job on that. And that is something I look forward to every week now because I want to hear what these guys have to say and what lure they're going to use and just good stuff there. Anything else you want to talk about for the resort this weekend before we listen to your interview with you and Mr. Snyder?
We do still have a couple of two nights coming up here on July 1st and 2nd if anybody's looking to come up and get away for a couple of days. We have some openings. Otherwise, as we get deeper into July after the 4th, we've got some more openings there. So, give us a call, 218-875-2000. We'd be glad to speak with you and make some arrangements and fit something into your schedule.
Awesome. We're listening to the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report. Let's jump into it.
Welcome to the Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, your weekly guide to what's biting and what's happening across one of Minnesota's most iconic lakes, nestled in Voyageurs National Park. I'm your host, Jason Sheehan. Each week, I check in with local guides, anglers, community members, and special guests to bring you the latest fishing conditions, helpful tips, and stories from around the lake. Whether you're here to plan your next trip or just staying connected to the water, let's jump in. This week, I'm coming to you from the front lawn of the Pines, joined by Wiley Snyder, best known around these parts as Walleye Wiley. Wiley's a third-generation guide, raised on the shores of Lake Cabotogama, and now runs guided fishing trips alongside his dad, Trent. From walleyes to sturgeon, Wiley's out there just about every day putting clients on fish and continuing a family tradition that's been going strong since the 1970s. Welcome to the show, Wiley.
Thank you, Jason. It's wonderful being here.
Glad to have you. Let's start with your background. You're part of a guiding legacy here on CAB, three generations strong.
Yep.
How did the Snyder family get into guiding and grow up in the environment here?
You know, my family started coming up here on vacation back in the 70s and stuff. My grandpa bought a resort on the lake in 1984.
Mm-hmm.
And so growing up for me, I just kind of, you know, was always around it, always up here for the summers and stuff. We'd come up on vacation. And then when I was 12 years old, I became Gilligan. I would go out on all the guide trips with my grandpa.
Yeah.
I was netting all the fish, you know, scooping all the walleyes out, putting the trolling motor in and out of the water. I can say, though, I got officially replaced by a computer once the Minn Kota came out with the Altera, the auto-deploy and stuff,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, okay.
But, yeah, so I started out when I was 12, and then when I turned 16, I became a dock boy for my uncle at the resort there.
Okay.
And I was his dock boy for 5 years. When I turned 18, I got my captain's license, started running some trips, you know, one, two here and there on the weeks and stuff. From there, I kind of graduated high school, and I just looked at myself one day and said, I got to figure out what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. And I thought about it and thought about it, and I thought, you know what? Why not be on the lake? There's nothing better.
Yeah, so, there isn't anything better.
No. The lake life is the life for me. So
when you look back, do you remember, was there a moment or anything that you can think back on where you first realized, yeah, I mean, this is it. This is what I want to do. Is there maybe a specific trip or a season that locked you in?
You know, it's kind of interesting that you say that because I was thinking about this the other day. I actually had a time and period where I didn't want to be a fishing guide. I was kind of like, you know, I felt like I didn't know what I wanted to do. I think a lot of people kind of go through that phase in life and stuff.
Sure, yeah.
And so I was still working at the resort as a dock boy. I was really enjoying it and stuff. And I took a couple of guide trips. And I'll never forget, I had this one gentleman. He was 96 years old. It was him and his caretaker. And we went out on the lake, and he was just fish after fish after fish. And we were just doing wonderful. You know, we were out on the reefs. I can remember the day like it was yesterday. Every 15 minutes, he would say, boy, what a beautiful day. What a beautiful day. And I sat there and thought about it. I said, you know what? It is a beautiful day. From that moment on, I'm just like, I want to be out here. This is where I want to be. And that was the trip that really put my mind in, this is who I am, this is where I am, and this is where I want to be.
Oh, that's a special memory.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks.
Give us a read on the lake this week. You know, what are the water temps? What's the weather? We've had a couple of, you know, strong storms. We've got a front coming through. You know, has it been affecting the fish? What patterns are you seeing on the lake?
We've had a lot of interesting weather coming through. We've had, you know, bright bluebird skies like we are today. It's going to be 80 degrees. Yesterday was 80 degrees midday, but we had thunderstorms last night. We had thunderstorms the night before. We had a lot of lightning. Lightning will affect some of the shallower fish. Some of the deeper fish don't get as affected by it. Our water temps are warm. Throughout the week, it's supposed to cool off a little bit.
So many variables.
Yeah, yeah. And then we're also pre-mayfly hatch, but we are right at the very beginning of it.
Okay.
We just went through a caddisfly hatch.
Okay.
And so I'm seeing a lot of caddisflies around. As the larva starts coming up, these fish are going to really go into a feeding frenzy, and I'm noticing that on the lake. In the last 3-4 days, the fishing has really turned on.
Oh.
A lot of people are catching fish right now out on the reefs, out on the rock piles, it seemed like, which is another tail sign that we are at the beginning of our mayfly hatch.
Okay.
The larva come up from the bottom of the lake, they hit the top, the flies hatch. I think it's going to be really, really good.
Are you finding them shallow near the weeds, or are they moving deep?
Both. That's the interesting part. So if we get a really dark, kind of a rainy day, you know, very overcast, cloudy, I'll go up shallow along the weed lines with, you know, night crawlers and either pitching little jigs or dragging spinners or even bobber fishing. There's a ways that you can do it. I'm having a really good shallow bite. Now, when you get these bright bluebird skies, I'm dropping a little bit deeper on these reefs, on these rock piles, and I'm finding them anywhere from 15 to 20 feet. And then, I mean, yesterday I found fish all the way out to 25 feet on these reefs. And out on these rock piles, these reefs, there's no rhyme or reason as of right now. I think it's just a matter of if you're finding the larva, if you're finding the bug hatches. And so I might have to go to 5 or 6 to find them on one, but they're there. I think if somebody's coming up here, if they focus a lot of their time moving forward in these next couple of weeks on the rock piles and the reefs, I think they're going to have a lot of success.
And is it consistent throughout the day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, I think with being pre-mayfly hatch right now, I think with this larva coming up, the fish, they go into this feeding frenzy, and they'll feed all day long no matter what the weather is. Some of my best times yesterday was midday, noon, 1, 2, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And so you know, your typical walleye time seems like for a lot of guys are early morning, late evening. And Cabotogama, with our water clarities and with our forage in here, we are one of those rarities that you can catch fish all day long.
We'll be right back with Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report with Jason Sheehan and Wiley Schneider.
Keck's Cove on beautiful Lake Cabotogama in Voyageurs National Park has everything you need for your Northwoods escape. Whether you're out for a scenic drive or staying a while, they've got cozy cabins and boats ready to launch your next adventure. Just minutes from International Falls and well worth the trip. And it's official, the Broaster Chicken is genuine, hot, and fresh. Served Thursday through Sunday, 5 to 9. And don't miss their famous smoked brisket sandwiches. Keck's Cove, everything you need and so much more. Keck's Cove, Lake Cabotogama. This week's Cabotogama Lake Fishing Report is brought to you by the Pines of Cabotogama, your getaway to adventure in Voyageurs National Park. With 30 full hookup RV sites, including clifftop views, 60 feet above the lake, you'll wake up to nature's best. Rent a Garmin-equipped boat or golf cart and hit the water from their private marina. Complete with electric hookups and fuel service. Adventure begins at thepinescab.com.
You're invited to the Rocky Ledge on Lake Cabotogama. Great homemade meals for lunch and dinner. The Rocky Ledge is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with bar hours open later. Indulge on amazing homemade pizzas, fresh burgers, apps, sandwiches, and more. Call 218-875-3481 to inquire about daily specials. The staff and management look forward to serving you all summer long at the Rocky Ledge. Just minutes past the giant walleye on beautiful Lake Cabotogama, the Rocky Ledge.
Is there anything working best for you? Jigs, live bait rigs, spinners?
You know, I'm doing a few different things. I mean, when I'm pulling spinners, I'm pulling them shallow and stuff, but I'm doing those on those cloudy days. If I'm getting a sunny day or something like that, or a nicer weather day, I'm actually bobber fishing a lot right now. Or I'm doing just a live bait rig with a heavy weight, or I'm dragging Lindy rigs and I'm dragging them real slow, 0.2, 0.3 miles an hour, just kind of taking it I call it an easy, lazy presentation, but it's effective and it's working. So I'm just finding fish, watching my graph very closely, and when I find those fish, I stay on them.
Any reports on smallies or pikes?
Big pikes. Some of them are being caught right now, shallow and stuff, in the bays. The bays are starting to warm up a little bit. As the bays warm up, the weeds are going to start growing, and that's going to pull in those bait fish. So yeah. Then big pike are going to follow them in. Smallmouth, we're post-spawn now, so a lot of your big females have moved out deep, but there's still some up shallow there. I actually caught a few topwater frogging this week and stuff.
Oh,
so
that's fun.
Yeah, just went out, seen a few splashes and tied it on real quick and had some success. So there's still always some bass to be caught up shallow, a lot of smaller males, but they're there. There's still some there. Absolutely.
From what I gather, you bring a modern touch to the game. Is there any specific technology you're using day to day?
Absolutely. LiveScope. Won't leave home without it.
Okay, tell me more.
So LiveScope really changed the game for me. When I got it on the boat and stuff, I really wanted to adapt on how to read LiveScope. And I still fall back on my traditional sonar on my Garmin, and I really rely on that hard to see fish. But where LiveScope has changed the game for me is I can pull into a spot now, and I'll find fish 20, 30 feet away. And I know a lot of guys out there, you know, have that conception of, oh, that's cheating, that's cheating. To me, it's not, for a couple of reasons. Number one, you still have to make them fish bite.
Yeah.
They still have to bite your jig, you know, your hook. Number two, it's given me the opportunity to give my anglers the best absolute chance they can have in the boat.
Yeah.
You know, when somebody steps in my boat, I want to give them a good experience. Part of that experience is going to be the best opportunity they can. And if I can show that effort, if I can put that in with LiveScope, it gives me that opportunity to, like, hey, if we're having a tough day, if we're struggling, they can physically see themselves. You know, if they've never read a graph before, they can see that fish down there. Mm. And that's what it's allowing me to do. It's allowing me to give them a good time. It's allowing them to have a great experience on Cabotogama, out here, out in, you know, the wilderness, out on the water. And that's really what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, that's awesome. You work alongside your dad, Trent, who he was on the show a couple weeks back. Do you ever have a little friendly competition? I think if it was my dad, I'd be like, you know, I'd want to outdo my dad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny because the running joke is I've been guiding out here longer than he has. And I actually I've got a very good memory, and I can remember to this day standing on the dock. In 2017, I've got a very good memory, and I can remember to this day standing on the dock in 2017. I have a video on my phone of him going out, leaving for his very first guide trip, you know, whenever he started full time. And I felt like, you know, one of those parents when their kids finally grew up and leave the nest, you know, as he's going out there fishing.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, yeah, it was just great. He was happier in a tornado in a trailer park that day. Let me tell you, you know, he was on cloud nine. But I've noticed with him over the years, you know, he'll still hide an ace up his sleeve every once in a while.
Okay.
And stuff. But oh yeah, it's a little friendly competition. I try to make him proud more than anything and stuff. And so I just, I try to work with him more than against him. Absolutely. You know, and stuff, as you know, anyone should with their dad, I feel like. But we're throughout the day constantly, we're bouncing spots off of each other. We're bouncing techniques off each other. You know, we try to work hand in hand a lot and stuff. So it's been a lot of fun. Let me tell you, it's, there's been a few zebra cakes and Swiss rolls that have been thrown from boat to boat with him.
Okay.
So we have a lot of fun out there as well.
Oh, good. Well, let's close with our regular segment. It's the cab questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
10 short questions to get you to know you a little bit better.
Okay.
All right, Wiley, here's the cab questionnaire.
Okay.
Favorite time of day on the lake?
Ooh, that is a good question. I would say 8 a.m.
8 a.m.
Probably more. Let's go 7:30 a.m.
Okay.
Because I'm usually jamming out to music on my way to my guide trip before I meet the clients.
Okay.
And so it's just kind of my time to be able to get in my headspace, figure out where I'm going to go fishing. And it's the time that I meet my clients, and I love meeting new people.
All right. You've got one lure the rest of your life. What's it going to be?
That is a great one. If I had one lure the rest of my life, I would say probably a jig and a minnow.
Classic
cab togama fishing.
Favorite shore lunch side dish?
Hash browns.
Oh, me too.
Yep. Yep.
Early spring or late fall fishing?
Late fall. Yep. Wide variety of fish late fall. Not just walleyes. It's multi-species at that point.
You've got one item in your tackle box that maybe it probably shouldn't be there. What is it?
Probably a cigar for me.
All right. Me too.
Yep.
One song that must be on your boating playlist.
Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Oh, love it.
Yep.
Oh, that's good. Best wildlife sighting you've seen on the lake?
Oh, you know, that is a great one. I've seen a lot of wolves out here. Never seen a moose on the lake. My dad has. Mm-hmm. I was never fortunate to see one. But last year, I had four different bears that I had watched swimming across the lake, and multiple on the island. So it was, I would definitely say swimming. And I was actually down by Ash River, a very high traffic area, people going to Kettle Falls,
totally.
Namekin, really windy day, barely saw it coming back in between the waves. And so I told my clients that were with me, I said, hey, we're going to get beside this bear and we're going to stay with it all the way to the shoreline. I don't want anybody to accidentally hit it.
Right.
And so I would say that was probably one of the most fun and coolest experiences.
Oh, that's a cool story.
Yeah. Just being side by side with that bear all the way to the shoreline, just watching it.
Oh,
that was very unique.
Well, that's noble of you to do that, too, to help protect the bear. Yeah.
Thank you.
Very cool. Worst snack on a boat?
Bananas, of course. The old superstition. No bananas on the boat.
One word describing a pike?
I'm going to put four words.
Okay.
Not in my boat.
Last question. One word. What does cab mean to you?
Home.
This is it.
This is home.
Wiley, thanks for playing along with the cab questionnaire. It's always a treat for us to hear the personal side of life on the lake. Before we let you go, if folks are listening and thinking, I want to get out on the water with this guy, how should they get in touch with you? Book a trip.
Best way to get a hold of me is check out my website, catchfishhere.com. And on there is a little form that you can fill out. It goes right into my emails, dropped in. I check my emails almost hourly. Or my phone number, 218-839-6842. Both of those ways are a great way to get a hold of me, and we'll get you on the water.
Thanks again for joining us today, Wiley. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jason, for having me here. It was a wonderful time sitting on the shores at beautiful Pines of Cab Togama Resort with you. And just like the old gentleman in my boat said, what a beautiful day.
Oh, it is a beauty today. That's a wrap on this week's Lake Cab Togama Fishing and Recreation Report. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe and share with fellow lake lovers. For more updates, lodging, and guided experiences, please be sure to visit thepinescab.com. Until next time, tight lines and be well.
That's your weekly Lake Cabotogama Fishing and Recreation Report, brought to you each week right here on Lakes Country 104.1 with the Pines of Cabotogama with Jason Sheehan and Ed Gakely. We look forward to seeing you on the water.